Congratulations. This tournament in particular, what does this championship mean to you?
It means everything. Like, after losing last year, we were hungry to, you know, do really good this season and come back. Revenge season, that's what we called it. So doing this together, like, defense, pitching, and hitting, we're all working today, and it just, we're really excited to move forward in the regional and do some damage.
What was the mindset in that first inning compared to everything else? There was some trouble in the first being a free throw.
Yeah, I think definitely just like not making it as big as it is. We gotta kind of relax and settle in and just, you know, throw at them, be aggressive, and like get ahead in counts. So once I kind of settled in and was working my locations, I felt more.
What was the one pitch that was working for you the best today?
Definitely the drop ball outside, and changeup. They were swinging and being aggressive, so just working a couple balls off here and there, and working the elevation with the changeup. That was working today.
When they're being aggressive as they are, is it more an objective to make them, to make it deceptive and make them swing and miss, or to blow it by them?
I'm not gonna blow it by them, you know. So I think just making sure I'm keep hitting my spots and spinning, and I know that the defense behind me is going to make plays, so, you know, even if they put it in play, it's not going to be a big deal.
Just speak about the defense, you know, overall it seemed like a couple of really nice plays to keep Army off the board, specifically that catch by Nicole in the second.
Right, yeah, very clean defense all around in the infield, and it just gives us confidence, you know, gives Audrey and I confidence pitching that we can hit certain spots and they're going to make plays for us.
What makes that bond between you and Audrey so special?
I think she just knows how to make me relax and how to lock in. She's very energetic and aggressive, and you know, just loves the game. And I think with me, who's a little bit quieter than her, it's a good balance. And she knows how to kind of settle me down.
Was there any sort of stress reliever from either of the two runs?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, just, yeah, like I said, not making it as big as it should be, just focusing on my game and trusting that we're going to get runs, not making it harder than.
Talked to Caitlin already about that last out. What was going through your head?
Oh, I just was so happy. I'm so happy that it was Caitlin, because she's been a great defensive player all year. She's a leader on this team, and the fact that she made the last out, it's just, it's like, I don't know, romantic, honestly.
And then what are you looking forward to going forward into the tournament?
I think we just, you know, we're on our stride right now and hitting good, and just making an impact on at the regional, you know, not going 0-2. I think we can handle playing these big teams and not making them bigger than they should be. So we're just excited to do some damage.
Great. Thank you.
First of all, congratulations. At the plate, first of all, you had two hits today. What worked for you so well today?
It's just, again, like, same thing as yesterday. I was just trying to be quiet up at the plate. Like, you can't make any moment bigger than another. We're playing the same game we've been playing since we were, like, 5 or 6 years old, so I was just trying to have fun with my teammates today.
That slide in the sixth to get the insurance run, what was going through your head when there was that run now going on and you decided to break the home?
Yeah, I mean, it was a risky situation, but I was confident that I was going to be able to sneak in. I've always, like, had crazy slides in my career, and I was betting on myself that I could get in for my team.
The last out, what was going through your head? We saw the celebration afterwards, but, you know, what was your head first of all?
I mean, I just wanted to be able to support Allie. She pitched a great game the whole time. I just had a feeling that ball was coming to me, so I was ready for it.
What does this championship mean to you?
Oh, my God, it means everything. Like, not only to just have our revenge tour, like, finally come to fruition. Last year was so heartbreaking for us, so to come this year and be able to get that championship is just awesome. But this team is so special, especially with our grad students, Nicole and Emily, just being able to send them off in the right way is just awesome. But the thing is, we're not done yet, so we're just getting started.
Patriot League most valuable player for the tournament. Just individually, I know you talk about the team being so important, but individually, what does that mean for you?
It's just a nod to my parents, right? They've sacrificed so much for me to get to this spot, and my two older sisters played before me, so I'm just trying to model after them, be the best player, be the best person that I can be. So
what does the next 24 hours look like before Selection Sunday?
Maybe take a second to relax. I don't know. We can't wait to figure out where we're going to go. So we're just so excited. Hopefully celebrate with our team. But, you know,
Enjoy now, the moment.
What's one thing that you personally and then you as a team want to work on going forward into the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, just the little things, like being able to put the ball hard on the ground. I think we could have scored a few more runs if we did that today, but we did enough, right? It's always about doing just enough, and sometimes you score 10 runs, sometimes you score 2, but a win's a win, and we can't take anything away from that. So just working on the little things, just getting better every game is our focus.